And in Romans chapter 11, we're warned against anti-Semitism. Do not fall for Palestinian propaganda that Israel is an imperialist, capitalist, oppressor who must be everybody against them with us. Don't fall for that. Now, we wouldn't support Israel in war crimes, and if people are doing things that are wrong, no one's saying Israel gets a free pass. And you wouldn't look at Israel and say, well, they denied Christ, so they are now disqualified, and God is working through the church. That's a false doctrine. But he does, in using the church, exemplify the thing that saves, that will rescue Israel when they turn and receive their Messiah. I don't know if they'll do it before the second coming, you know? During this time when the world is raging and there are that many witnesses in Israel preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that those people might turn. I mean, that's what the scripture promises. You know your Bible if you've read it. You could read it every year. Your phone can read it to you every year. It's not a mysterious, inaccessible book. So you should know this. And you can. And you can in the next year know this. We're warned against anti-Semitism. We're warned against the arrogance in knowing Christ's salvation, thinking that we're special now and they're not in on it. Whoever they is, Paul's talking about the Jewish people, but anybody not Christian, right? We're admonished to stay humble as God uses us to reach the lost people whom God has called to eternal life, that are on the way, the not yet, the gonna be there soon, including the Jewish nation. He promises it will happen. I will take away their sins. And then he finishes, and we're finished. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and knowledge of God. Are you glad that that's his business and not yours? It's well above your pay grade. I try to get my head around it and preach it to you. He's going to do it, and he's going to do it through you today, tomorrow, any day where you're available as a believer following, who is not following some perverted, deceitful way, who is not so eager to be friends with the world that isn't coming that they're not willing to lift up Christ. God's doing it through the church. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor? Who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? Does God owe you? For from him and through him and to him are all things, and to him be glory forever. Amen? Amen. I don't like when preachers say amen to make you have to say it, but I read it. I was reading that one. Paul did that. Amen? Yeah, amen. And that's Romans chapter 11. So we got through it. It took a little bit of time. There's a lot in there. This evening at 6 p.m., we're going to talk about exploring the beginning of chapter 12, what it means to be the body of Christ. So you come out and discuss how you can know the way that God has made you and the way that he's equipped you to participate in his story unfolding on the earth. It's more informal. You can bring your questions. There'll be snacks. And so if you're not doing something at 6 o'clock this evening, the church is open and there'll be tables and chairs set out. And it's a time of worship still. It still counts as church. If you got a friend who didn't make it this morning, like, oh, I missed it. This place is open, 6 o'clock tonight. And the way that we approach it is just, it's accessible to people who aren't familiar with rows and eyes front and keep quiet. Okay? All right. That concludes the sermon. I'd like to pray and say, God, we need your guidance in our lives. We all agree that, you know, we want to be made acceptable by God. We want to be approved. We want to be received into your presence. Well done, good and faithful servant. We want to be alive on this earth and useful and not end up like that Schindler fella at the end of Schindler's List and saying, oh, I could have done more. Oh, it's really true. If only I had, Lord God, please help us to be ready and alert now as people who you're using, because you are bringing in the fullness of the Gentiles, so that with their adhesion, with their grafting in, there would then be the opportunity for the fullness of your chosen people, the descendants of Abraham, to be included in this covenant when you take away our sins. We know that that's done in Jesus' name. We commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your time.